That knocked us around a little bit, wasn't it? We could have won it, couldn't we, boys? But we just couldn't get over the line in the end.
Feeling a little bit blue this morning, Matthew. What about yourself,
well,
my friend?
Well, we blew it, MG. There's no two ways about it. You know, there's many ways you can think about the game, and you know their experience may have got across the line, but we blew it. And the side that Laurie Daly put together, and the way he constructed the side, built on youth and size, it was winning the night. Yep. There's no doubt about it. Queensland dominated the first 15 minutes, but after that, mate, halfway through that first half, they were absolutely out on their feet. I'll tell you a really big moment that tells the tape of the game is that in 35 minutes, when Queensland were under the gun and we're in a mile of trouble, he put Michael Morgan on. Now, that is unlike Queensland because Queensland don't try to full football and skill their way out of trouble, yet they put Morgan on, which was a massive gamble because we'll just run out the top of him. Then he puts another little man on the field. Usually they'd just persevere and just stick to a game plan, but they were panicking. Mate, they got to half time. Mate, they were like a heavyweight boxer just rolling around on the ropes waiting for the bell.
Yeah, they were.
But the second half, MG, there's no two ways. We were as bad as we've ever been. They were like a different side must have come out the second half.
It was like they took a sleeping tablet at half time, and because the first 20 minutes of the second half, they were just basically non-existent. I don't know what happened.
The rot started with the skipper. He goes through and he forces unnecessary offload. Mitchell Pearce can't pick it up because it's at his toes. And from there, we totally lost our composure and then slowly just eroded our confidence.
There was so much talk about the halves before the match. Well, what's going to happen for match two? Well, Laurie Daly sort of put that to bed pretty early in his press conference. Let's go to that now.
It's hard to hear the question at the start from the journalist. The question is, what did you think of the halves?
Sorry, what did you make of the new halves combination?
I thought they were terrific. I thought they really combined well. Mitch played with control. Hodka did the job we wanted him to do. So they will be there for game two. There's a headline for you.
You surprised by that he came out and did that?
No, I'm not. Apart from Hodka. Yeah, I mean, MG, apart from Hodkinson not putting that ball into touch, which was a pretty big error, mate, I thought he was good. I thought it was his best game of the year, Hodkinson, and I thought it was Pierce's close to his best game at Origin level. I think good on Laurie for doing that. It wasn't the halves that cost us.
No.
I tell you what was interesting too, the other point, 71 minutes, they get a penalty. We're on the ropes. We were just sort of like, come on, you know, final nail in the coffin. They get a penalty 40 metres out. They're going to kick it in the touch and they're going to score and win the game. Thurston goes for goal.
Yeah.
Interesting there, Andrew, the eighth immortal, said in commentary, he said, this is crazy. He said, when you play at NZ Stadium with a slippery surface, he said, this will cost him 10 metres on his length. He said, he won't get this. And it fell short. I thought then, and we all of a sudden got a bit of momentum, got down the other end, but then, keeping with the tail of the game, we just threw the ball to the wrong man to kick the field goal.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't even look like he knew it was coming his way, Dugan. In the end, he did really well to get it off like he did. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call. What are your thoughts of the match? You watched it either live or on telly or in a bar last night. Let us know what your thoughts on Origin 1 were. We'll take your calls after this.
1-3-3-5-3, phone lines are open. This is